You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A survey involving 1,200 construction workers was recently released showing the mental toll the COVID-19 pandemic has taken on the workforce. I spoke to Victoria MacArthur, the CEO of Mates in Construction, about the mental health of construction workers over the course of the pandemic.
Cool, yeah, so tell me about the survey that was recently done and what you guys have found about the mental health of construction workers.
Okay, so I'll go back to when we actually started to see some physical and behavioural changes on site. We noticed a big change when Delta arrived in New Zealand, and we went from a suppression strategy with the government to from elimination rather to suppression strategy. We started to see kind of some behavioural changes amongst our workers. We were seeing many displays of anger, frustration, anxiety creeping in, and it was starting to play out on sites that we were actually visiting. We started to get more and more phone calls about it. So obviously there's some things that were impacting us at that time, the big vaccination drive, which is a very positive thing, but started to create some division amongst those wanting to vaccinate or not wanting to vaccinate. We started to see pressure going on. You're coming to the end of the year, it's pressure anyway, but then we started to see supply issues, labour issues, and all sorts of things that were impacting the people on our sites, and that was playing out in some of these behavioural changes. So we started to do some research and started talking to industry, and what we did was we contracted Allen and Clark, who what they have done for us is first of all, they did a global environmental scan to have a look at issues around what we term coronaphobia, which has become a thing, people that are fearful of the coronavirus, and how that's actually playing out in people's behaviours and mental health. So they did a global environmental scan to have a look at what other countries around the world were seeing and doing in this space. And then from that, we created a survey. And that went out early December. We sent it out to about 9,000 participants. We got 1,000 responses. We got a pretty good response for an electronic survey. And what that's done is what we wanted to do was take a snapshot of what had happened over the previous 4 months. So it went out early December. We completed it just after Christmas. And that survey showed that 43% of the respondents had said that their mental health had got worse than usual in the last 4 months. So that was since Delta hit our shores here in New Zealand. We asked about suicidal ideation, which is obviously what we do in suicide prevention. 4% of the respondents had said that they'd seriously thought about taking their life. 2% said that they'd actually made a plan to take their life, and 1% had attempted to take their life over that period. So that was very concerning, obviously, for us, that people were getting to that point of mental distress where they felt like they couldn't go on. We're not saying that it's all to do with COVID. There's other things that happen in people's lives. But we, like I say, we'd seen some marked differences over that period of time. So when we dug into who were actually making these plans or attempts around suicide, we found that, it's our younger demographic. 80% were under the age of 24. And then quite a number were our older demographic, 65 to 74-year-olds. We had 11% were in that category. So they were our two bigger areas where we were hearing from people that had got to that point of mental distress. And the demographic, as you break that down, we saw that 8% had come from our Maori population, Pacific peoples was 8%. And also we look at things like whether they're in relationships or not in relationships and how long they've been in the industry.
Has there been any sort of compensation from the government?
Yeah. So Mates in Construction, we've been around for 2 years. And our field of where we work is in mental health and suicide prevention, specifically for the construction industry. We were developed by industry for industry because of the high suicide rates that we have observed within our industry workers. We know we lose about approximately one person a week, and I hate quoting stats because it's people's lives we're talking about. So we're losing about one a week to suicide within the construction industry. We know that our labourers and our tradies are struggling. So what we've done is brought a program that we're delivering into site that is actually giving our industry workers the skills to recognise when people's behaviour change. So it gives them the ability to notice changes in behaviours, but most importantly, how to act upon that if one of your mates is struggling, or if you're struggling yourself, if you know that your behaviours have changed. So we call those helping behaviours, help seeking, help offering, and knowing how to accept help. What we do is when we go onto site, and I'll just quickly go over this and I'll tell you about the government input into what we're doing. So we build communities in the workplace. So it's all around that mates philosophy of mates helping mates, building capacity, creating stronger workplaces through that camaraderie, if you like, that we're all supporting each other because we're all going through this program together, and we're all now alert and looking after our mates. We give them more skills around how to keep people safe, and then we also we have a program where we run applied suicide intervention skills training, where we actually help people understand how to do a suicide intervention if they're in that situation. When it comes to the government, yes, we have had some government support. So predominantly we're funded by industry. It was the industry, like I said, that brought us into New Zealand or helped us develop the program specific to our Kiwi demographic. The government has awarded $600,000 to Mates in Construction last year on a wellness and innovation fund that they are piloting at the moment. So we're working at the moment over the next year on an expansion plan to get this program around the country, so more of our industry have access. And the government has assisted us in doing that, and we're hoping that that is going to continue beyond the pilot.
Was there anything else that you found interesting?
Yeah. So, I mean, some of the key factors that people are struggling with since COVID, since Delta arrived, and look, some of them are around COVID itself. Some of them are the flow-on effects from COVID and delays on site. So, obviously, here in Auckland, we had to shut down for a period of time. We've had to do that a couple of times over the year, or the last two years, and you will have seen in the media, you know, all the stories about supply shortages and labour shortages and all of those things. They have been exacerbated because of COVID being here in New Zealand, but we've also got housing shortages. We've got all sorts of other societal issues going on for us. So in the workplace, some of the real areas for concern are the high workload. Our guys work stupid o'clock to stupid o'clock. They're really chasing the tail at the moment, trying to get projects finished that have had delays on them. The COVID protocols showed up very highly as being something that was concerning people. We've got to have those COVID protocols. There's no two ways about it, but it also adds another facet to your everyday job. So, you know, that's going to add some time into the day and getting the head around the different protocols as we've changed alert levels has been concerning. And like I said, the pressure from delays is really not helping. It's not helping the guys' mental health on our site. So it's, I think, you know, everybody's out there at the moment and they're looking at things and saying, okay, we're pretty stressed out, but we have to look at the individuals and how it's impacting those individuals.
Now, is there anything else that Mates in Construction is hoping to achieve, or is there any other goals in terms of this that you guys are looking to address?
No, we've got lots of plans in the pipeline. So, like I say, we're expanding at the moment. So we're opening an office in Dunedin, Christchurch and Wellington. We have serviced nationally up until now, but we've done that out of Auckland, flying in and flying out of the Auckland region. But we're now going to have boots on the ground in those specific regions. So that's kind of an immediate goal. There's going to be more of us more of us on site, because we work on site all of the time, or that my field officers do. We are also we're looking to revisit this survey. So we're looking at all sorts of things at the moment. We're going to revisit this survey since the onset of Omicron and how that, again, has an impact on people. But it's all around interventions. So we're looking at how we can support our people out there to support each other. We're introducing welfare checks, if your mates are in self-isolation, how to check in on your mates, how to do mental health toolbox talks on site if we can't get onto site because of protocols. So we're putting in all sorts of different initiatives that are going to help the industry over this next few months as we get through whatever this is going to look like as people are at home unwell with Omicron or we've got limited workforce out there. So yes, there's lots of things happening at Mates. We've got some big plans for the future, but it's all centered around people and ensuring that our people on site have better well-being and better support around them.
That was Victoria McArthur, the CEO of Mates in Construction, talking about the mental health of construction workers over the course of the pandemic.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.